This is James Corbett of the Corbett Report, and today I'm joined by Robert Wanick, a 15-year-old 9/11 truth activist and member of We Are Change Minnesota, who has become well-known on YouTube for his take on injustice at the hands of his staff and faculty at the Breckenridge High School in Minnesota. He runs the information website nwoalert.com and is currently working on a short documentary entitled Education or Indoctrination. Robert Wanick, thank you for joining me today on the Corbett Report.
I appreciate you having me as a guest.
Excellent. Well, for listeners who may be hearing you for the first time, tell us about yourself. Why did you first become interested in politics and activism, and how has that informed your experience of the school system?
Well, I'm a 15-year-old sophomore student at Breckenridge High School in Breckenridge, Minnesota, a smaller high school with about 300 students. And things that got me involved in the New World Order were basically the violations of the Constitution from the school, basically the way they were tampering with our rights and the way that they had total control over the students. And once I started, you know, rebelling against the indoctrination, I opened my eyes to 9/11 truths and the physics behind 9/11 and the New World Order, and the whole puzzle came together, and that it was all connected.
So explain to us some of the different techniques that the school has been using for indoctrinating the students.
Well, they tell students up front that when you walk in the doorway, you leave all your rights at home. No free speech. You're subjected to unwarranted search and seizure. They have drug dogs in. Monthly, and they take all the items. They can tear your items apart, do whatever if you're suspected to have drugs. Just unwanted, no Fourth Amendment, no First Amendment. And what they've done is they censored my high school photo of having a 9/11 Truth Now shirt on to silence 9/11 Truth. They've called the police on me for mentioning the Constitution and refusing to get punished for free speech. And they have been attempting to teach us the New World Order in our American history book.
Tell us about that particular part, the New World Order in the textbooks.
Well, Chapter 33 of my American history book says America in the New World Order, and it points out how NAFTA is a huge benefit to our alliances, which we all know is a part of the New World Order, NAFTA, and the NAFTA superhighways had talks. And it talks about how terrorism is a growing epidemic on American streets and how terrorism is on the rise. And people, it basically says that, you know, it's the main focus. And we all know that I don't see any terrorism on the streets of America any more than anyone else does. And they talk about how they need to crack down on the war on drugs, which is already a failure. And basically everything that the New World Order is carrying out is being promoted in this chapter as a good thing, just to get the students thinking when they hear New World Order that it's positive and not negative.
Very frightening indeed. Well, I suggest that my listeners check out nwoalert.com to find out more information about some of the things that you've been through in your school. But one of the things that I find very positive is the way that you've been fighting back against the school system and even winning some successes. So tell us a little bit about how your activism has started to transform the school.
Well, last year, They had been doing this for, I'm sure, years, but as soon as I got into high school, I noticed they had been doing it immediately, you know, taking away students' rights, monitoring everything, and they infringed on my free speech, and they called the police in because I tried to explain to them that I do have a First Amendment, and in their mind, I don't. So I decided, you know, I'll just make a video about it. I didn't think many people would watch. I didn't have many subscribers or followers on YouTube. But a year later, it's gotten 106,000 hits, and I put the school's number up. People voiced their disgust with the school and the principal. I put the email up. They ended up issuing an apology, etc. Then they censored my T-shirt of 9/11 Truth. I made another video with about 40,000 hits. More people called. It led to the uncensoring of the shirt, an apology, and the appearance of it in the yearbook. And I made a video about the New World Order in the textbook, and it's gone completely viral with almost 70,000 hits, and it's been mentioned all over the internet, and the school's taken flak now for trying to teach us propaganda. So whenever they try to infringe on my rights, what I do is I peacefully take it to the internet, ask people to give their opinions, and I don't incite violence or hate or anything. But it's successful. People can see that the school is violating outside of my rights.
Well, it is successful, and it's very inspirational for others, I think, to see the example that you're setting with your battles with the Breckenridge High School and what one student can do to help transform the system. Tell us about your documentary project, Education or Indoctrination.
Well, I'm working on a film titled Education or Indoctrination, and I'm accepting clips from students at any level of education. If you're like a 7th and 8th grader in grade school, if you're high school, or if you're in college, whatever it may be, if there's cameras in your school, like several cameras, get pictures of those videos where the police stayed in there, just make a video of you talking about how your school takes away people's rights. Get video of you handing out DVDs, flyers, anything you can. Kids are going to send them to me. I'm putting them all in a video, and I'm going to document how schools are being used to indoctrinate us and use examples throughout history of how schools have impeded on students' rights and how they basically pump out mindless kids into society.
It sounds interesting. How can people get that information to you?
Well, you can email me videos, pictures, information at 911blogger@live.com. 911blogger@live.com. Anything I get will be featured in the film. And if you don't want to send an email, you can just post it on YouTube. You talking about your situation, I'll feature it on my channel. I can download the video myself and it'll be used in the film. Just get it out so I can get it on the internet and more people can hear about your story.
Excellent. Well, tell us more about your website, nwoalert.com.
Well, I had the website noneocons.com, which the domain name was revoked, and I had to change it to nwoalert.com, which is basically a mixture between activism and news, mainly a news-driven website where I just post stories pertaining to the New World Order, and, you know, you send me something, you get it at 911blogger@live.com, I'll feature it on the site. That's basically it, just stories that pertain to the New World Order, and it's actually been blocked by my school. The access to it has been blocked because the site's been deemed inappropriate, although it's no different than the New York Times, it's just news stories, but they're already working to stop it, so we're getting to them with the website.
Well, of course, the high school is afraid of the internet now that they've seen what it's capable of and what you're capable of, putting out your YouTube videos. So again, it is setting an excellent example. But let's step back for a moment, Robert Wenick, and let's talk a little bit about the school system in general. Of course, as you and I both know, there's very little that a student can do to get out of the system once you are placed into it. But what are some ways that you think people can start to fight against the system and try to make a difference at their local level?
Well, a main thing that is really successful is using a YouTube or any other user-based video site, like Live Video, Live Leak, whatever you choose, but YouTube seems to get the most traffic. What you do is, if you see something wrong with your school, voice your opinion in a video. People flock to these videos because they're concerned with the current education system, which is obviously failing the youth. It's obviously failing America in general. Education is lacking. That's no question. The second thing you can do, hand out DVDs pertaining to the New World Order and how people are being brainwashed and how schools help brainwash it. Download, if you want, download a video of New World Order in a textbook, and then download information about the New World Order, burn it to a DVD. Students take these DVDs because they are open-minded. They haven't been fully indoctrinated and brainwashed like more adults have, and there's still some hope left. So if you basically, give information is the key. And the one thing you don't want to do is fight back violently against the system. If your school is really trampling on your rights and getting under your skin, you don't want to do anything you'll regret. Like, don't slander the school. Don't do anything like that. Be peaceful about it, and things turn out in the right way.
I certainly hope so, at any rate. Well, tell us about your involvement with We Are Change Minnesota.
Well, I'm a member of We Are Change Minnesota, and I live about 3 hours away from all of the other members. As I live on the North Dakota border, they live in Minneapolis, St. Paul, the bigger cities. What they do is they go and they confront big-time politicians. They do the dirty work, the big jobs. And what I'm left to do is educate the youth in schools. It gives a new side to We Are Change. We all see the confrontations, but with We Are Change Minnesota, I'm helping the students get involved and helping the students wake up. But at the same time, we can still affect change by confronting public officials.
We certainly can. In fact, there's many ways of trying to get the truth out, and organizing in the schools is an extremely important one. Well, Robert Winnick, tell us once again about the website and your email address for people who want to get in touch, and how can people support you in your efforts?
Well, you can go to NWOalert.com and just spread these videos around. All you need to do is spread these videos around to open-minded people. They will spread them in turn, and before you know it, you will have hundreds upon thousands of people that get the message. And a big way is just subscribing to my videos on YouTube. My YouTube channel, if you type in Robert Wanick, you'll get a flurry of video results. You click on the channel name, InsaneScare 007, and subscribe so you can get the information when it first comes out, and you can be effectively spreading it. And another way is getting involved yourself. I see thousands of people commenting on my videos with 1,000 comments, videos with almost 3,000 comments. But what you guys need to do is, it's great to comment on the videos, rate the videos and favorite them, get the channel spread, but you need to get out there and make your own videos. It's you that affects the change you want to see in the world. You, after all, are youth, and you hold the future. So you're going to need to do the stuff I'm doing, and you can affect just the same amount of change, if not bigger.
That's a very important and a very positive message, and I certainly hope people will take that to heart. Robert Wanick, finally, how about your future? Do you think there's a future in politics for you?
Well, you'd always like to think that you can become a senator or a congressman and get inside the system and change it from inside, like Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, Mike Gravel, Cynthia McKinney, etc. They're trying to do from inside the system. But pending if there is a future of America, that would be something to look into, because once you are prominent, like a senator or a congressman, you get your TV time on the major networks, you can turn the tables, flip the system around. If I could get into a political office, and it takes one person to throw a wrench in the entire system. So you never know. It could happen.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing what you do next. And Robert Wanick, I'd just like to say, for a 15-year-old, you're incredibly articulate, and what you're doing is very inspirational and exciting. And so I'd just like to salute you from one InfoWarrior to another here at the Corbett Report. We're completely behind what you're doing and look forward to all your future work.
Thank you. And we look forward to seeing the final installment of Al-Qaeda Doesn't Exist.
All right. Well, I'll try to get it out as soon as I can. Well, we look forward to education or indoctrination and all your future work. So thank you once again for joining us today on the Corbett Report.
Thank you.